quapaw, the word for head. Is it something like paw?
What?
In the quapaw language?
What? What in quapaw language?
The word for head, person's head.
Head?
Yeah.
Well, it's pahi.
Pahi?
Mm-hmm. Pahi. At the head. Pahi.
Yeah. And the nose, is that pa?
Boy, the nose is, I've even forgotten. I don't remember. In star is the eye.
Mm-hmm.
In star.
In star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do they call the white men in starkesha?
Huh, that's, colored man.
Oh, yeah, the Shah is black, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. In Stache, then, is that
mm-hmm.
eyelashes?
Eyelashes. In Stache.
And the white man then was Wajini, is that
mm-hmm.
right?
Wajini. Mm-hmm.
Once more?
Wajini.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. How about the word for snow? Do you remember the word for snow?
Boide. Boide is snow.
Mm-hmm.
Boy de.
Okay. Let's see. Was there ever a word for alligator? Do you know a word for
alligator? Well, there's words but what they are, I never did hear. You know, the word for alligator, it's just a single word for, they can divide it up and be a lot of things that come under that one word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't remember it anymore, you know.
Yeah, and of course they don't have very many alligators
and
in Oklahoma.
I don't have anybody to talk proper to anymore.
Yeah,
I'm the only one that talks quapaw now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to the Supernaws down at Sky Took.
Yeah.
And they had some tape recordings made by old Maud Supernaw.
Yes.
3 or 4 years
uh-huh.
ago.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
that was very nice. So
mm-hmm.
that was very helpful.
She was quapaw, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she
mm-hmm.
had recorded a lot of words
mm-hmm.
and things. Let's see, how about the word for dry, if something's dry?
Dry?
Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Oh, let's see. Bize. Bize.
Uh-huh.
Ze. Bize.
Okay.
That's dry.
Mm-hmm. And the word for acorn, like off an oak tree?
Acorn?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's so many words that'll come under one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Acorn. I've forgotten.
Would it be a word like bee?
Bee? Mm-hmm. Bee is a seed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be like an acorn
bee.
Then,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't it? And do you know the word for liver?
Oh, I've forgotten it.
Not something like tepi? Or tepi?
Tepi?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm.
What does that mean?
Tepi.
You don't remember what that would be. Okay. Well, let's go on. How about the color green?
Hmm?
The color green or blue.
Do is blue.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And green would come under that. If they were talking, that would come under I'd use that word too for green.
Same word for green. Okay, very good. How about the word if something is damp or wet?
What is that now? BZ is dry. Wet. Stuggy. Stuggy.
Okay.
Stuggy.
Is there a word like dokka? Dokka?
Duska.
Or?
Duska, that's hot potato. Duska.
Duska.
That's hot. Du is potato and ska is white.
It's white. And what's a sweet potato then?
It's got a name too, but I can't.
Would that be stette?
Du stette.
Ah.
Du is the potato, you know. Du stette.
Okay. Well, we're getting somewhere. And do you know the word for a beet or a turnip?
A what?
A beet. You know, the purple vegetable.
Beet?
Beets, yeah. Not something like dogde or dogde. Is there a word like that?
Do. That's potato.
That's just potato. Okay. How about, let's see. If you say I'm looking at him.
You're looking at him?
Yeah.
Atome.
Once more?
You're like, it's Atome, but let me see. We don't is I'm looking at you. We don't. I'm looking at you.
Don't we by itself mean anything?
What?
Don't we by itself?
Don't we? That's just looking.
Don't we. How would you say that again?
Don't we.
Don't we.
Don't we.
Okay, thank you. The word for house.
T.
Once more?
T.
Okay. And how about?
T skull. That's White House.
White House. How about let's see, how about coming? Isn't that a word similar to that?
Hold on.
Coming?
Coming? Gee-wee, when you're calling the person, or when you say gee-wee, gee-wee means come on. Coming. A chi means I came.
Does chi by itself mean anything?
A chi. But a chi, I came.
And then just by itself, ti, does that mean something?
The what?
Ti by itself.
I can't think of that.
But I'm coming was, what was that again?
A chin.
And that means?
A chin means I come.
Okay, let's see. How about the index finger, the one that you point with?
I don't remember that.
Is it something like with a bazaar?
No be, all I know is no be. No be. I take chin all.
That's just fingers.
The whole thing.
Okay. How about crooked, if something's crooked?
Crooked. I don't remember that.
Okie doke. The word for is it the youngest brother, Kage?
The what?
Youngest brother or third sun or something?
Oh.
It's like Kage or something.
Kage. Kage. No, I believe Kage is the oldest. When the old people call the older boy, well, they call him Kage. He'll have a name, he'll have an Indian name, but that's what they call
that
the boy,
just
you know.
The name for the relation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's funny, because Kansa, in Kansai, it means the third son, the youngest son, the little boy. It's just backwards. Mm-hmm. The word for chief.
Chief? Gahige. Gahige.
Gahige.
Gahige.
Okay.
Our chief is Tall Chief.
Gahige
his name was Tall Chief.
Gahige Stete. Right. How about the word for crow, the big black bird?
Black bird?
Well, crow.
Crow?
Crow.
I know it's Washinka. It's the bird, Washinka. Crow. I don't know what the word for that would be.
Something like kahe? Does that make sense? Kahe? Kahe? Or kahe? No?
Mm-mm.
I think it's something like that in maybe in Kansa, but I don't know about what it would be in Quapaw. How about the word for a creek?
For what?
A creek. A creek or branch, yeah. With water in it.
Knee with water in it. I don't know what they...
I thought maybe a word like gaha or gaha.
No, I can't make it out.
Okay. Let me see. What's the word for foot? Like your foot.
Si.
And the word for yellow?
Yellow? Z.
They're almost the same. C and Z. Is that right? Okay. Do you remember the word for squirrel?
Squirrel? Oh, I've forgotten it. I don't do it all the time.
Sinka?
Squirrel. Washingar's bird. Washingar's bird. Mushtinga, that's rabbit.
We can come back to it. What about the word for star?
Star.
Yeah.
Mikahe.
Again?
Mikahe.
Khe.
Mikahe.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And the word for, what was that what I'm going to ask? Coffee. The word for coffee, like you drink.
Coffee? Makonsha. Sha is black. Makonsha. Makon, too, means medicine. Makon, that's medicine. Makonsha is coffee.
Okay, and the wood, like the wood on a tree?
Wood?
Mm-hmm.
Jean.
Okay, and the word?
Jean.
The word for dog?
Chonge. Chonge.
Okay.
Deska, that's cow.
Cow, that's white. De is the word for buffalo, isn't it?
Buffalo?
Yeah. Isn't it te or something?
Oh.
Deska.
Deska. A cow.
That's cow. And ska means white, doesn't it?
Yeah. skull is white.
Yeah, I was just trying to find out what, figure out what the te part of it mm-hmm. meant at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It's one of those words that's made up of different parts. Mm-hmm. How about the word for happy?
Happy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it. Gidagni. Gidagni.
Gidagni.
Uh-huh. Gidagni.
Would you say it once more?
Gidagni.
Okay.
Gidagni.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Let me see here. How about, do you know the word for cypress tree at all?
Well, there are some of the words, some of the are not like a tree. It's still wrong. All the trees are wrong. But, wrong sky, of course, that's white tree, you know. Wrong sky is white tree.
Well, let's see. How about magnolia tree? Did you have a special, do you remember any word for that?
Oh, what?
Magnolia tree? No.
Magnolia.
Mm-mm. How about pawpaws?
Pawpaw.
Yeah, you know what pawpaw is.
Yeah, they got a word for that, but I've forgotten them.
But now the word that Mrs. Supernaw had for that was
mm-hmm.
doshrunke. Does that make sense?
What?
Doshrunke. Like do, the word, or the word.
Doskide.
Doskide, is mm-hmm. that?
That's sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
Do is potato. Mm-hmm. Skide is sweet.
Mm-hmm. What
doskide.
About shrunke? What does shrunke?
Shrunke is dog.
Huh. Doshrunke doesn't mean anything special to you. That's not the word for
shrunke?
That's not the word for pawpaw.
Pawpaw?
Mm-hmm.
Doshrunke. I've forgotten it. Do is potato.
That is potato, uh-huh. though. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shrunke is dog.
I don't know how that would mean pawpaw, but maybe it does. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How about persimmon?
Persimmon?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I ought to know that because they told me you should do, you know, this cat, the persimmons that eat them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, does it say there? It doesn't say there what it did there.
Well, one of the words I had was stanonke. Does that sound right?
Stanonke?
Stanonke?
Stanonke? Mm-hmm.
Is that right? You think?
Stanonke is, that might be it, but that's a couple words. Stanonke, that's a, what do you call them? You, I mean, you just said.
Persimmons, you mean? Or I pawpaws? Think. Pawpaws or persimmons?
No, it's just a pawpaw. I think it's a persimmon. Stanonke. Mm-hmm. I believe it's persimmon.
Okay, would you say it once more for the microphone?
Stanonke.
Stanonke.
Stanonke. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Real good. How about digging? If somebody's digging.
I can't think of that. I've forgotten that. Digging.
Something like a K?
Huh?
K? Does that make sense? Does that mean anything?
I can't think of it.
Well, let's see. How about the word for turtle?
Turtle? Yeah. Gear. Gear.
Okay. And, very good. Let's see. And the word for raccoon and coon?
I've forgotten.
Okay. Let's see here. How about the word for deer?
Deer?
Like the animal.
Oh. know that because that's all they did was to
hunt deer.
You know, deer hunting, and they kept the hide, you know, for their moccasins, for their leggings,
mm-hmm.
and for their coats.
Would it be something
what
like
is it?
Da? Da?
Da?
What does that say?
Da is beef.
Mm-hmm.
Da.
Meat, some kind of meat
mm-hmm.
then.
Yeah.
Okay. How about frozen? If it's
frozen?
Yeah. Or freezing.
Oh, I've forgotten it. There's a word for it, but I've forgotten.
Okay. How about the word for ball? Like, you know, like a kid would play with a ball.
Oh. That's thin. Ball. I've forgotten that too.
Let's see. How about the numbers from 1 to 10?
Oh, what?
The numbers. Count from 1 to 10. I think I can do that. I think I remember them.
You do?
Number 1, Michti.
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 Uh-huh. That's it.
Michti. Uh-huh. Number 2, Noba.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say it too?
Noba.
Noba.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3 is Dabani.
Dabani.
And 4, uh-oh. Number 4, Doa.
Doa.
Okay. Number 5.
That's easy.
Yeah, it's easy for you. It's easy for you. I get
Sato.
Sato.
Mm-hmm. Sato.
Okay.
Duh. Then you get that duh, you know. Sato.
Mm-hmm. Sato.
That's it. That's perfect.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the 6 is Shape.
Shape. Mm-hmm.
Shape.
Uh-huh. Benable.
Mm-hmm.
Seba. Benable. Bidabene is 8.
8.
Shunka is 9. Ben is 10.
Okay. What was 9 again? Shunka?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say it for me?
Shunka.
Okay. And 10 was?
Bidabene.
Bidabene.
Bidabene. Trumpta. Gidabene is 10.
Ah, there we go.
Gidabene is 10.
For sharp, you know, if a knife is sharp or the point on a needle.
Point, I'll get that one. What? No, boy, there. Sharp is. Bohin.
Again?
Bohin.
Porcupine, the animal. Is that,
oh, I never did hear that.
Okay. How about to select something or to pick out something?
Bidizet means I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
Bidizet. It means I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. There's not a word like bahi?
Bahi?
Mm-hmm.
At your head.
That's okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. How about bahi?
Bahin. Oh, that's bitter. Bahi.
What is it?
It's bitter. Bitter.
A beaver?
Oh,
no?
Bahi. You said that bahi means bitter.
Oh, bitter.
Mm-hmm. Bitter.
Mm-hmm. Bitter.
It's bahi. It's bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Bahi.
That'd be like a persimmon if you bit
mm-hmm.
into it when it was green.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The word I want. The word for lake.
Lake. No, on just knee. That's water.
Be water. How about the word for ground or the earth? You
know, ground.
Like you walk on.
Let's see. What is it? Well, I can't think of that.
Oh, shunge. That's, isn't that dog?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about donde. Donde.
Shunge.
No, donde.
Shunge.
Yeah, that's dog.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to think of the word for ground or earth. Let's see. How about the word for smoke? Like tobacco smoke.
Smoke? What is it? Smoke. Oh, I've forgotten that one.
About tobacco.
Tobacco? Oh, I've forgotten that too. Tobacco.
Okay, how about soup?
Like soup? Ta nuhonde. Ta nuhonde. Ta nuhonde.
Okay.
Beef soup.
Ah, yeah, ta is beef.
Ta, Ta nuhonde. It's hard to pronounce.
Yeah. Is there a word for lake that's something like de? De?
For what?
De, I mean lake.
A lake?
Yeah. Would it be something like that, maybe?
De.
De, or ze?
Mm-mm.
No?
I don't remember it.
Okay. How about the word for big?
Big.
Yeah. Or large.
Wash a gehit.
Say it again.
That means a big one. Wash a gehit. Wash a geh. Wash a geh.
Wash a gehit.
That's it. You don't have to put that other little one hanging on there.
Oh.
That means you're expressing it real hard. Wash a gehit. You can just say wash age. That's big.
Mm-hmm.
Wash age.
Wash age would be very big.
That's big.
Wash
age means very big.
Really big. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about the word donga? Does that mean big too? Donga?
Donga is big. Donga means, oh boy. It means that someone can do something out of the ordinary, you know. And they say, oh boy, he's a big man, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Great, donga. They said, donga.
I see. Well, that's more like great then instead of big. It's not just big in the physical sense.
Yeah.
But okay, but big in other ways too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see, I asked you the word for star. You gave me that. Do you remember the word for butterfly?
No.
Okay.
I've forgotten, but I just don't even remember.
Yeah, it's probably been a long time since you had a chance to talk it. I know how that is.
I don't have anybody to talk to, you know. I'd like to talk. You know, so there used to be a woman that lived down south here a little ways. I don't know. She was Quapaw, and she knew more the Quapaw language than I did, you know, because my father, he talked English to my brother and I all the time, you know. And only just once in a while he'd come across with a Quapaw word, you know, and talk to us in Quapaw. But we all almost talked English. And so that way, the way I learned more of it was through my aunt Frances, you know. That's the only way she raised me, you know. My mother died. My mother was Potawatomi. She was from St. Mary's, Kansas.
I'll be darned. Yeah, that's close. Of course, that's close to where I live up at, I live at Lawrence. And I've been out at Mayetta and St. Mary's.
Oh, you've been at Haskell, have you?
Oh, sure. Haskell's changed a lot.
I went to school at Haskell.
Yeah? That, it's changed a lot. I think it's, it's a college now. And it was originally a boarding school. But they keep growing and adding new buildings. I know some of the people who teach there. I know the fellow who teaches electronics. Well, let me see how much more. Maybe real quick, could we go through some of the